The host of this year's World Cup competition is out of the competition. Germany's dream of victory was shattered yesterday when Italy scored twice in the final minutes of overtime. Germans had been euphoric over their team's success, which makes the letdown now even greater. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Berlin.
Minutes after Italy won the semifinal with two goals against Germany in the last 2 minutes of play, a few lone firecrackers burst over the rooftops of Mitte, a Berlin neighborhood packed with bars. Mitte's streets have been a cacophony of shrieks and horns after every German World Cup game until now. Last night was pretty quiet. One all-night bar quickly turned on a pop song with an Italian theme.
Hey, mambo, mambo Italiano, hey, mambo.
By 9 this morning, a small group of German fans were still drinking there. Steppo didn't give his last name, but he offered his heartfelt feelings.
We are very sad, sad German people, you know?
No.
Very, very sad.
His friend Torsten Schmidt was still nursing a rum and coke. He tried to take the high road.
The offense was very good, and it was no normal Italian game. It was a very good Italian game.
But Steppo kept interrupting to sing a song about winning the World Cup that Germans have been shouting and humming for weeks.
We are the
Another German fan at the table, 24-year-old Robert Stanke, didn't sing along. He philosophized.
It's only the motivation. We have to motivate us, and the German team is very young, and maybe it will work. Now we have the European Cup, and we are better than Italia, and maybe next game it will be better for us.
Over the past weeks of the World Cup, Germans of all ages and backgrounds have draped themselves in the national flag, painted red, gold, and black on their bodies, and bought Mohawk wigs and fake flower leis in the national colors. This passionate and open display has led, unsurprisingly, to soul-searching. Is it okay, 60 years after World War II, for Germans to act in a way that suggests nationalism? Thomas Lunzer runs a shop selling flags of all nations. He hopes that some of the joy that led to German flag waving will stick around.
We are very happy to see that most of the Germans were now optimistical feeling. Normally we are pessimistical feeling. Germans are mostly looking a little bit sad and a little bit, ooh, all will be very bad. But in this time, it changed, and I hope that this good feeling will continue all the whole summer and the next years.
Happiness, he says, is very different from nationalistic German pride.
Proud is a bad word for this. I'm living here because I was born in Germany. If I was born in Africa, I would be an African, but you cannot be proud about your birthplace. But it's okay. I like my country, even this morning.
Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.